Little slow dancing with King George as the sun rises up on a Thursday. A happy one to all Hank fans and family that celebrate
it. It's why we love today.
I love it.
Yes, you do, sir. It is the 31st day of the 7th month of 2025, our July finale. 212 in, 153 left to go. We have 30 days until Labor Day weekend. 92 until Halloween, and fall will fall in 54 days. Today's a lot of ancillary holidays, but it's a Will of Flow Thursday, so look for the clues. National Chili Dog Day. That'd be a good one. Spam Day. We've already done spam, you know. Does not float. National Avocado Day. National Mutt Day. Very nice. It is National Raspberry Cake Day. It's rather specific. Jump for Jelly Beans Day. It is, oh, so excited. I would like to go to the party celebrating Shredded Wheat Day. It's an exciting room in here. The Quaker Oat Room was kicking more than this one. It is National Mom Bod Day. Alrighty. And International Lifeguard Appreciation Day. That is certainly important. And here today, too, because
I listened to Will It Sink or Float just this morning.
Yeah, well, it's coming up on the way. On this date in history, things happen. Well, yesterday, it was 1898, the cornflakes were invented. But by darn 1893, on this date, shredded wheat was invented. So there you go. Cause to celebrate. I guess in the late 1800s, that was something to be celebrated. Newfangled. On this date in 1971, in space news, Apollo 15 astronauts become the first ever to ride in a lunar rover.
Yay!
On the moon, yeah. Back when we had fun up there and we're doing bits and comedy sketches. On this date in 1980, the Eagles split up. Glenn Frey and guitarist Don Felder went at it on stage. And that was it. Until it wasn't. On this date in 1991, President George Herbert Walker Bush and Mikhail Gorbachev, they signed the Strategic Arms Reduction Treaty in Moscow. So that's, and things were great from then on between us and Russia. On this date in 1995, Disney started acquiring everything. That's when they made their first big purchase, ABC, for $19 billion. And it was on this date back 5 years ago. It was playing Drinking Champagne by King George right there. That was written by good friend of Hank FM, the legendary radio host, Bill Mack. We lost him in 2020.
Birthday time. What a day.
Thinking about you, Billy. Elsewhere, we have birthdays to celebrate today. First of all, Zach Brown, newly engaged to Kendra Scott. Zach Brown, he is 47 today. Also of country music world, Chad Brock is 62 today. Chad Brock had a couple of hits. He was more than a one-hit wonder. Of course, his big song was Yes.
Yes!
And then she said,
wow.
Well, he said, wow. We'll get the story right musically coming up. Elsewhere, Dean Cain, former Superman, 59. Harry Potter author J.K. Rowling is 60. Wesley Snipes, 63. And over there on the Dallas side, a happy 67th today to Mr. Mark Cuban. If you ever have a birthday and you wish to share it or shout it, let us know on the show. Past that, it is a Will It Float Thursday.
Yeah, it's floating all through, yes.
Yeah, there it is, international listener. What goes into the tank coming up next?
Start your day by saying, hey.